T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
What is going on, you guys? Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet, in the world. The South Shakers are in the building for the second week in a row. Nikki, you muted, so, but we
no,
are.
I'm glad I was, because I'm talking about who the hell is real.
I don't know. Hello, Rhea. Hello, I'm not Rhea. We're not Rhea, but Rhea did have the kids going crazy. So we're here to discuss. Normally Stephanie is here, but some issues are going on in regards to, you know, we had a big storm and everything, so power is just not working in our favor. But we will go ahead and dive into everything that happened in regards to SmackDown Rampage. So let's dive in, because we headed to Rolling Loud virtually. That's all I'm gonna say. She is cool, but she also make kids cry. So we opened up the show tonight with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes finally having their face to face. Child, this whole thing was extremely I can't even tell you. Like, from Roman, you know, allowing the bloodline to like move out the ring and stuff like that, only so they'd be just him and Cody inside the ring, to him impersonating his father's accent or the way his father spoke, to talking about his dad and literally making this whole thing about Dusty and how he never, even when Roman was around, he never said anything about Cody. He never mentioned him and things like that. And honestly, truly, it just kind of makes you feel as if, like, you know what, Cody kind of took the high road this time, but he is very fired up. And he's just kind of let Roman know, like, look, may the best man win. Because when it comes to WrestleMania, I'm taking your titles. Point blank, period. So you can keep my daddy name in your mouth all day, but I'm taking these titles. How about that? And so Roman, he kind of, even after that, he kind of walked off a little afterwards. So I don't know, child. I have no idea. I don't know. But I don't know if there's going to be any interaction between them in regards to, like, you know, physical altercations and things like that. I think they probably just going to have their little one-off here and they're pretty much gone about their business or something. I don't know, because Roman still got his own issues with his family and stuff like that. Yes, tomorrow there is going to be a match between Roman and Sammy for those titles and everything. So, don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're only a few weeks out away from WrestleMania. And, I mean, the story around it needs to be more so about Cody really taking these titles off him and not more focused on his father. Y'all got to let that go. So, we move here because, of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk. And by the title of this episode, Rhea Ripley really got these kids crying. So Rhea Ripley had a match tonight against Liv Morgan, someone who she was last year tag teaming with, to go on to WrestleMania to try to attempt to win those women's tag team titles, but both of them were unsuccessful. And later down the line, Rhea ended up turning on Liv Morgan, and we run it back again where we have Liv and Rhea. This was a really good match. Liv had a lot of offense in here. She really did, but you know, when you have like Dominic Mysterio out there, you know, being who he is, and Rhea Ripley basically getting the power and strength over Liv Morgan, leaves her folded and basically tapped out. And as we know, Liv has been placing these submission holds, and she really has not tapped out at all whatsoever. But tonight, she taps out to Rhea Ripley. And a lot of people were a little bit upset. A lot of people were even crying. And but you know, if you can have a child like this because they fave lost, and the mom is just like, girl, I know it's all right, baby. It's all right. It's okay.
The mama looking like Rhea, her girl crush any damn way.
Girl, mama is locked eyes. But even after the fact, they had posted on their Instagram that the little girl, she did actually get a chance to actually meet Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan actually hugged her after we went to commercial break, and she got a chance to actually go back there and meet Liv Morgan. And get a photo with her, get an autograph from her, and all this and that and stuff like that. So, yeah. Now we can add more crying babies to the list of people who have made people cry. Honestly, this is going to be your new, the girl that Sasha made cry, and all that good jazz. Maybe her and Liv will be tag champions in about 8 years. We move here because, of course, Roman is still trying to figure out where Jey Uso is, if he's still a part of the Bloodline, and all this and that. And, well, it doesn't seem as if, like, Jey can really get in touch with him at all whatsoever. It seems as if, like, he is trying his best to get in touch with Jey Uso because Jey Uso has not been around them since Royal Rumble, to be exact. And I mean, he popped up every now and then, but he hasn't been around. He hasn't been back since, you know, they retain their tag titles and everything. But after that, it's kind of like Jay's just kind of been, you know, up in the air, like a little bit kind of like in his own world, not really too much worried about the Bloodline, don't know where he stands with them and all whatsoever. So it's kind of like, you know, he's trying to figure out, you know, if he's going to be a part of them. And that's what's happening. Hey, Jeffrey, what's up? I don't know, but honestly, to me, he told Jey to go figure out what Jey is going to do. Is he going to be a part of the Bloodline or what? Like, go call your brother and see where he is. What's up? So Jimmy went off to figure out what's wrong, what happened with Jey. And, you know, he got to get his stuff together. That's all I can say. Yeah, Sam, you was a little girl crying when Liv lost in front of you. Sam did go to SmackDown tonight. And did he roll win their match? But, child, we get here because, honestly, I wish I was Rhea Ripley in this situation. You know what? I wanted that too, Jeffrey. I don't know why Roman can't fucking call Jey. Like, he ain't got his number. You already didn't show up at Solo's wedding. So now you want everybody to go call around people. Oh, they lost? Wait. Hit Row lost in front of you, Sam. Okay.
Might be on the zone.
Okay, so okay. But yeah, so of course we are pretty much kind of know what's been going on here in regards to Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio, more so in regards to how he's been treating his father, Rey Mysterio, which has been definitely disrespectful. And Santos, who, of course, has kind of built like this relationship with Rey Mysterio and has been kind of being on his side, you know, saying that Dominic, you need to be punched in your mouth, honestly, because you really wilding out right now, being disrespectful to your dad, your girlfriend here, you know, just in the way and doing all stuff like that. Like, Rey is not a terrible father there'd be no race slander. There is no race slander in my presence. By no means necessary. But of course, you know, last week Rhea blew Santos the kiss and he returned the favor. I honestly wish it was me, to be honest. Santos can blow a kiss at me any chance he get. I personally would not, you know, look in disgust the way that Rhea did, to be honest. Just saying. But it ends up leading up to this match here with Santos versus Dominic Mysterio, which was really not a bad match. It was really, really good. I would have to say, honestly, I wish I was in this position too. But, you know, he just kind of wanted to show Dominic, like, this is, you disrespect your father. You disrespect your father. Look at the message your dad gave me. This is what you represent. And you need to respect your father. And Dominic's like, fuck that. I'm not respecting my dad.
Yeah.
He's not my dad. You're not my dad. Oh, my bad, Jeffrey. Wrong platform.
For something.
Wrong platform, my bad. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I mean, honestly, child, if I could just cut out like Dominic's body and like put mine, it's a perfect. All right.
Or you can just put your head on top of him.
Yeah, I could, but still, I want to be my body. Since I don't want to slice it, yeah, child. I want more than a slice. All right. But you know, with the help of Rhea Ripley riptiding Santos outside the ring, Dominic does pick up the win. But he takes the mask that was given to him. And if you can see in your corner, Sam is right there. I wish I could draw something, but Sam is like right there with the little blue and gray bun at the top of his head. But he rips up the mask that Ray gave to Santos, and I mean he rips it up real good until Ray comes out, and Ray is basically asking for the mask. Like, and Dominic's like, hit me. He's not on that time right now. He just wants you to give him the mask. And so as he drops the mask disrespectfully, and Ray goes to try to pick it up, Dominic knocks his ass down. And I'm just like, the more and more and more you guys are going to, like, you know, keep building and building for this match to happen at WrestleMania. That's the only thing I can pretty much see, that at WrestleMania is going to be the moment in time where Rey Mysterio knocks the hell out of his son. And it, honestly, it could be a mask for, I guess, mask match or something, but Dominic's not wearing a mask. So unless it'll be like, if Ray loses, he loses his mask or some shit. That's something I can pretty much think of in this case here.
Which would be wild.
It would be. But that's something I can pretty much think of. Hair versus mask, maybe. If they wanted to go that route. I mean, Ray is kind of already bald, but I will. Never mind, because it'll be Dominic's hair and not Ray. it'll be Ray's mask and Dominic's mullet that he has back here or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, they haven't announced anything dealing with the Hall of Fame yet, so I don't know what they have going on. I cannot tell you at all whatsoever. Does Rhea train arms for both her and Dominic? That boy's allergic to dumbbells. He might be. I don't know. Maybe he's not an arm kind of guy, you know. He was only in prison for a little bit. So, you know, like, you don't really, like, grow muscle like that overnight, you know. Allegedly. I don't know. I've never been in prison. But Sammy here is basically letting it be known, like, earlier today, he was, like, kind of traveling through, looks like, the airport. And a lot of people were around. And it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to stand for this shit with the bloodline. Like, I'm coming for all of y'all, pause, and I'm going to whoop y'all ass. Point blank, period.
What was that saying, Habibi?
Habibi, my love, basically. Habibi, I learned a new language. I don't know how you can get season tickets to go to jail. What you got going on out there, JD? Is that what y'all do in California? Y'all got season passes to go to jail whenever you feel like you want to go.
I'm scared.
I don't know what to expect, but honestly, truly, I'm not expecting. I don't know, but yeah. So we get here. Drew McIntyre comes out. And of course, he wants a match with Gunther. Gunther has been trying to figure out who his WrestleMania opponent is going to be and all this and that there. And Drew basically lets me know that he wants to face Gunther. Out comes Sheamus. I want to face Gunther. You are he called him a some kind of bastard.
He called him a backstabber.
A backstabbing bastard.
I think this was very interesting too, though, because I wasn't seeing this coming. And Drew has known for a while that, I mean, come on, Sheamus has been on the coattail of Gunther. So Drew, you are a shady bitch. I just want you to know that.
You want to look fabulous and really don't.
And don't. And your match at WrestleMania is not going to look fabulous either. So
I believe it. I agree. I honestly, yeah. So it was like, so basically he was like, he said backstabbing bastard after backstabbing bastard after backstabbing bastard after backstabbing, blah, blah, blah. Continue. Copy and paste. That's basically what he told him. Yeah. So then LA Knight comes out and gets like one of the biggest pops ever. Like, I mean, how can you not like LA Knight? He got one of the biggest pops out here today.
The fact that I've been able to play that 2 weeks in a row for him, my bottom.
Right?
Crazy.
I mean,
I'm happy to see him, though.
I know, right? Like, I mean, it was nice to see him. I mean, hey, he's coming for, he's going to be one of those top stars to really look out for this year, I will have to say. Like, he's really diving into this LA Knight. I mean, he is a star. He's a great talker. He's a great wrestler. He has a great look. He literally has the whole package since, like, fucking Randy Orton, to be honest. Like, Randy Orton literally had every goddamn thing.
Everything,
he
has
the look, sure. The stature, the character. Like, everything about Randy Orton was, like, top tier. And I hope he comes back because that man is the GOAT. And I do miss Randy Orton. But yeah, so shout out to LA Knight. But even though he was out here chattering, like, Drew and Sheamus were not trying to hear none of that. They were still in the ring arguing back and forth with each other while LA Knight comes out here and, like, you know what I'm saying? And then the New Day come out, and they start talking about how LA Knight comes out every week and just, like, just say all kinds of things. And then they quoted a little bit of Uncle Luke with the whole please, you know, Doodle Brown type situation, if you know, you know. And then Karrion Kross comes out here. I don't, child. They say he like a GTA pedestrian, honestly. So the Maximum Male Models, they're moved to Monday Night Raw. But yeah, they say he looked like a GTA pedestrian, and also like he shop at City Trends. But yeah, child. And so after that, LA Knight attacks Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, and then it came to a big brawl inside the ring. Drew McIntyre throws himself out, and then Karrion Kross and Scarlett Johansson just standing there TikToking. Not the platform, but, like, you know, time's up. Whatever. So yeah. So more women. Let's jump right. I don't know. He might be a timeshare salesman. I mean, he always worrying about the clocks and shit. So I don't know. But so we get here because we have Tegan Nox versus Shayna freaking Baszler. Of course, prior to this match, we had a brawl that took place backstage where it was Tegan and Natalya and Ronda and Shayna. Ronda obviously got hurt, arm in the cast. Girl, for somebody who break people's arms for a living, your arm is always tied up in the cast somewhere. Who's the problem? Are you, like, are you injury prone? Because, like, every chance I get, like, you're a arm bar kind of girl, but you also getting folded. So I don't understand. Make up your mind. Which one is gonna be? But I would have to say, like, with this match here, it ended up being a singles match because of the fact that Ronda did get injured. And they ended up making it a 1-on-1 between Negan. Between Tegan Nox and Shayna Baszler. I've been cracking jokes on that woman too much, honestly. But Tegan Nox and Shayna Baszler. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It's a long night. But yeah, it was I have. I really have, honestly. We got to pick back up on that. But yeah, so this match was, it was pretty, it wasn't long either. It was really okay. It was cool for the most part. But of course, Shayna ended up picking up the victory, which, I mean, I guess this is some way of kind of, like I said, continue to solidify, you know, Shayna and Ronda as a tag team. And now since we have new tag champs, Lita and Becky Lynch, that was crowned this past week, maybe Shayna and Ronda could possibly insert themselves into the tag team division, you know, on that's happening on Monday Night Raw. Maybe they'll go over to Raw and, you know, step up to Lita and Becky, or maybe Becky and Lita come down to SmackDown to try to see if they got some competition there. Who knows? Who really knows? Because SmackDown doesn't really have a tag team division, if we're being honest. Like, to be honest, they really don't. And Raw doesn't really have one either. Only, like, excuse me, NXT really has like a tag team division. But as far as like Raw and SmackDown, not really at all whatsoever. So I don't know. Joe said, I don't see how Ronda and Shayna finish the Mania well. I smell a six-woman tag team tag match or damage control getting that rematch, and we get Bayley versus Trish. I don't know. It should be Bayley versus Lita, but
I personally think that Ronda and Shayna are going to beat Lita and Becky. I think it's going to be like, I don't think they're going to, well, if they do, they've been doing it, so it would make sense, but like,
right,
they don't have to put multiple teams. I know they're trying to showcase everyone, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
But putting people on a team is not the best way to just expose everyone just because it's the grand stage. Like, we do need to make, from a producer standpoint, we do need to be booking matches that are memorable. Bayley versus Trish, like, that's memorable. I'm not a big fan of Ronda and Shayna being a tag, but yeah, it's working, so at least that's build. If you were to throw the damage control in that, that's okay. But just don't put, like, oh, like, bring Dana and Tamina back. Like, it's just not fair to me, like, the camaraderie of, like, building that platform where it's like, oh my god, these are just, we've done so great with these matches. Because honestly, let's be honest, there was barely a build to Bianca and Sasha.
That's true.
Thank god that they were mega stars already. Thank god that we were already invested in the match. We didn't give a damn what was going on. But that's not always the case, especially with the women. The battle royal to me was always the best idea, but I don't understand why we can't have the fluctuation of NXT. I know everyone's not going to be on the stand and deliver card.
That's true.
But you could push those women too, but who knows? Natalya and her mini hats, though, to me, takes over. So.
Well, putting that in her hat in the tag team match and go against the tag titles. I'm pretty sure Al will love that.
I just need them to be off of
Lita.
Okay.
Who knows? I mean, who knows how long Becky and Lita are supposed to hold these tag titles too, though? Like, that's the thing. Like, maybe it's like, you know, for a little bit, you know, maybe 30 days and then like it's over with, or maybe up until Mania, depending on the, it just really depends. I mean, because Damage Control do get a rematch clause. They do. They do get a chance to go after the titles again. I don't think this is the end of it, you know, or anything like that. But it kind of just leave like, okay, well, you do have Trish like there. And maybe there is an update on how long Trish is going to stay around and things like that. So it'll probably happen at Mania or hell, maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. We move forward because, yeah, I mean, rematch clause still do exist. They literally got a rematch. Literally, okay, Asuka and Alexa won those tag titles on Raw. They lost them at Clash of the Castle to Damage Control. They didn't even hold those tag titles for a damn week.
And you kind of do have to keep Damage Control in the mix.
You do. So, I don't know. But we get here because, of course, we kind of know this buildup of a match happening between Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt happening at WrestleMania. It hasn't been official yet, But of course, we know that this is where it's leading up to. And Bobby comes out. He looks fresh. He looks clean. He looks really good, I would have to say. He comes out because he's basically calling out Bray Wyatt. He wants Bray Wyatt to come out because, I mean, you got him up there looking like a muscle man dancing and all this and that in that video on Monday. So I'm going to need you to come out so we can have a conversation. Milk Dub Bobby Lashley. but instead of Bray Wyatt, we got Uncle Howdy, who a lot of people, we actually did get a glimpse or a snippet of hearing what Uncle Howdy sounds like when he was yelling in Bobby's face. Well, more like laughing in his face. And a lot of people were speculating that this could be Bo Dallas. I personally have absolutely no idea who it could be. Some people think it'd be Jay White. Some people think it'd be Bo Dallas. Some people want it to be Vincent. I have absolutely no idea who Uncle Howdy is. I feel like we've had like so many different versions of Uncle Howdy. I would say, I don't know. It could have been Crown Jewel. It could have been Clash of the Castle. No, wait. It didn't have it. It was Crown Jewel. My bad. Sorry. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here, but even after when Bobby did try to get a little bit of revenge on him, Uncle Howdy did disappear. So I don't know where this is going to go. I have absolutely no idea. I hope that eventually somewhere down the line, we do figure out who the hell Uncle Howdy is, because right now I have absolutely no idea. I don't. So I don't know. So you're okay. Yeah. I'm like, he didn't do no goofy shit this week. So I'm cool with Uncle Howdy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing no jump scares that affect me. So
that's good.
He cool.
Me right personally, now. I don't like. I personally just think that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's gonna end up being another character of Bray, and I think a lot of people are gonna be upset when it's not like an actual person. To be honest.
I don't know. I mean, they could be. I mean, if you strung along Uncle Howdy this long, it better be somebody that people know. But if it's not, then it's like, all right, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Or what they could do is have this Uncle Howdy be here and it be somebody that nobody even fucking knows, because that's not the real Uncle Howdy.
Right.
If they want to go that route. Because the first Uncle Howdy was a little healthy. This Uncle Howdy.
I know when I went to the show, there were a couple, right?
Yeah, that's
First Monday Night Raw, and so that's.
I don't know, but we get back here because Jimmy, he comes back to join Roman and the Wise Man, and he asks Roman asks Jimmy about Jay. You talk to your brother. What'd he say? And basically, he told him, he was like, you know, at first he was like, you know, he need more time. He needs more time. He was like, he needs more time. He really said that. And then Jimmy was like, you know what? No. He said, leave him alone, bro. Like, leave him alone. That's what he said. And the crowd gasped. I was like, That man is sick of your shit, Roman. That man said, leave him alone. So I asked him if he's going to be a part of Bloodline. If he's going to be this, he's going to be that. And so, yeah, like, leave me the hell alone, bro. Like, stop talking to me. So, I mean, he tells Jimmy, you know, well, all right then. Okay, cool. I don't know why he would do that to you. You know what I'm saying? He keeps throwing up Jay, saying that why would he do this to you, Jimmy? You know what I'm saying? All the things that we done for him, and this is how he treats us. So he tells Jimmy to go out there with Solo for his match with Sami Zayn and gives Jimmy a task to. All of this happened because of Sami Zayn. If Sami had never came along, Jay would not be acting the way that he's acting. So we need to get rid of Sami Zayn. And tonight, Jimmy, your task is to get rid of Sami Zayn. So go out there and join him with Solo Sikoa. Well, know how that turned out. But before we jump into our main event, next week we're going to have a shit show of a fucking tag team that nobody's going to give a fuck about. Ricochet and Braun Strowman versus Viking Raiders. Who cares? But we get here because we're going to have Kofi Kingston, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, LA Knight, and Karrion Kross in a Fatal 5-Way match to figure out who is going to qualify for the Intercontinental Championship. Now, Gunther did do an interview earlier with Caleb with Imperium, and he's just trying to feel like, you know, all these guys are gunning for me for my title, but it doesn't matter who I face at WrestleMania. I'm not losing this title, point blank, period. Simple as that. This title's not going anywhere. So, you might, I don't care who wins this match. Whatever happens, happens. This title's not going nowhere. So, and yeah, Jay is being manipulated. And he's definitely doing the same exact thing to Jimmy. But I'm trying to figure out how long is he going to be able to do that to Jimmy before Jimmy pop off, you know. But we get here to our main event with Solo and Sami Zayn. It was a pretty good match for the time that they had. Jimmy did get involved in multiple ways as possible, and Sami ended up taking out both of them. But in the end, Sami ended up losing to a Samoan Spike. And what was going to happen afterwards, they took a chair, they beat the hell out of Sami, and they took a chair and to put it to his face so that Solo could do his hip attack. But Jimmy said that, nah, let me do it. But because Jimmy was so hesitant when it came to doing that running hip to Sammy's face with the chair, Sami had got up, knocked both of their ass down, and lay their ass flat and left out of the ring. And Roman was not really happy about this. He basically said that, and I think he said this before this match happened, he said that he's going to give Jay 1 week. 1 week. And if Jay does not show up or come back in 1 week, I'm going to blame all of this. I'm not going to blame anything on Sami. I'm going to blame everything on Jimmy.
Which is crazy.
So, with the fact that Jimmy did not get the job done by getting rid of Sami Zayn, now Roman is going to blame him for everything again. So, I don't know, but Jimmy is in a lot of trouble, and I don't know if Jay is going to be, I don't know if this is a way to get Jay to come back or be on his side, but I don't know. Yeah. Jimmy didn't do anything the narcissist way of Roman. Not at all. And I don't think Jimmy even wanted to hurt Sami in the first place either. You know, since Solo, he's just there to do what he's going to do anyway. But Jimmy did give Sami that embrace. He did embrace Sami before Jay did. He did. They had a handshake and all this stuff. Even Solo chose Sami in a situation over having his brothers out there. Somehow, some way, all three of them, Jimmy, Jay, and Solo, have some type of connection and relationship with Sami Zayn, just in different forms. And eventually, all of it is going to start to play out. Yes, shout out to Solo. He did get married this weekend to his beautiful wife and everything like that. So he did. He did choose Sami on his debut. So I don't know what happens, but I know next week we'll definitely find out what the hell happens. I will say that. All right, Rampage time, guys. So that was the end of SmackDown. We're gonna run through Rampage because honestly, truly, like I tell y'all every week, I don't really know what to say. So we opened up the show with a 4-way tag team match: Top Flight versus Dark Order's John Silver and Alex Ronald versus the ROH World Champion Claudio Castagnoli, and the ROH Pure Champion Wheeler Yuta versus Aussie Open. Don't really, honestly, truly can't tell you why this match really, truly even happened, but it's more so the fact of that it just happened. And BCC won the match. Yay. It was pretty all over the place. High flying stuff happening. That's about it. Just things to kind of, I guess, gear up for, I don't know, Revolution that's happening this week, because AEW Rampage was live. And then, of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk. We move on to the women. Riho versus Emi Sakura. This was a pretty lengthy match for the women, to be exact. It was cool. Lots of bumps, lots of high flying going on. Riho did win. You know, I always feel like Riho, she disappears, and then she comes back, and yeah, then she'll be on a winning streak, and then she disappears. It's like the same thing over again.
It's good to see Emma on TV, too.
It is, because like a lot of times, yeah, she be holding it down on Dark. Don't really see her that often either, though. So, shout out to Miss Emmy. She did the best she could.
Yeah, I figured Riho was gonna win anyway.
Of course, I mean, I don't know who would have thought any different, but shout out to Emmy for being on Rampage Live at that. Of course, we'd already know this week it is AEW Revolution, and there's a triple threat match happening. Saraya versus Jamie Hayter versus Ruby Soho for the AEW Women's World Championship. And I don't know who's going to win. I have actually no idea. But they've been doing a video package. Saraya said it's her time. This is her house. She's coming for that title. She's going for a win. Now, if you know, Saraya's kind of been a little bit in the headlines lately because, I don't know, people are really not feeling her in AEW. Or basically in general either. There's a lot of things that's lining up that's starting to make a lot of people not really care for Saraya. And it sucks. You know, it really does. Because she went from being like this girl up here to kind of like slowly trickling, dying down of the excitement of her even being there. And as more so the fact that I think she is still too scared to take those same bumps she used to took before she had before her neck injury. And that's really what's holding her back. And really, a lot of the sloppiness is coming in with her because she's afraid to take those bumps. And then the people that she's working with or don't want to, you know, hurt her, or they're trying to be careful to try not to hurt her either.
Yeah.
So it is making it difficult to kind of enjoy her when, or try to enjoy matches when she's, when your opponent is afraid to even kind of put you in certain type of, you know, moves when, you know, because of your neck injury and stuff like that. So I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully she overcomes it or something like that and be on like her Bryan Danielson shit. But I have absolutely no idea because Bryan Danielson has came back from his neck injury. And I mean, he's been going crazy, to be honest. So I hope that maybe she need to go train with him, figure out how she can get back comfortable so that she can avoid, you know, her neck injuries and stuff like that. And actually being able to wrestle how she used to. Because right now, she doesn't really have it. Not like that no more. She doesn't. And it sucks because I am a fan of Saraya, Paige. You know, I am. And it sucks for her. It does. So, I don't know. She could win. Jamie, I would love to see Jamie retain. I would. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they're going to even, I don't know if they want to put in that position to have Saraya go over.
Yeah.
So
I think Ruho, Soho's going to win.
It's a possibility if they wanted to do it that way. Yeah. Even Nikki Bella came back from her neck injury. She was doing, even though she wasn't, she had her matches too. She had a match with Ronda.
She also trained with Danielson too, you know? So yeah, that so might, like you said, that might help.
I would love for her to go over there and train with him at least so that she can know how to adjust certain different moves. Like I know Nikki had to change some of her movesets so that she can kind of adjust to, okay, there's certain things she cannot do because of the neck injury and stuff like that, you know. So Lita broke her goddamn neck and she's fucking killing it. You know what I'm saying? So like
who knows?
Get it together, Saraya. I need you to, girl, because you hurt my feelings right now, to be honest. We get here, which was a really, really court, really, really short match. Powerhouse House versus Serpentico. Blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye. I didn't even know that was Serpentico, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. And so I'm like, quick match. Basically, of course, after the match, Powerhouse House basically let it be known, like, look, I don't give a damn who win between Samoa Joe and Wardlow come this week. Yeah, Edge too had a neck injury, still wrestling, doing amazing things, stuff like that too. There's a lot of wrestlers that had neck injuries and they have been killing it since then, you know. I don't know. Like I said, I hope Saraya gets it together. So, but Powerhouse Hobbs, he did let it be known that he is going to be going after that TNT championship. He doesn't care if it's Wardlow or Samoa Joe that wins. He's going for that title, point blank period. I did see the promo with Jack Perry. There will be a Buried Alive match between him and Christian on this Sunday. I'm excited to see it. It's going to be quite interesting, to be honest, between those two. So their feud has been heating up a lot. So I don't know. Who knows? We get here because Konosuke was back here talking to Renee, and I can never think of this man's name, but I know that he'd be with like the firm and all that stuff too.
Oh, what is his name?
I forgot it, honestly. I know Joseph knows, probably. Maybe Jeffrey knows too. But I promise you, I'll be forgetting his man name. But I know that he did. He gave him a card, and he's trying to recruit this man and get him together, basically. That's all I can say about that. Done, Callis.
That show is done, Callis.
Well, y'all got some names on y'all. but yeah, so that's pretty much that. We get here a really, really nice, cute promo with Mark Briscoe, with Ray Phoenix, and Penta. And it's so nice to see Mark, like, in such great spirits, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's really nice. But, you know, of course, Ring of Honor had their, you know, not live, but pre-tape show this past Thursday on the Honors Club. And it was actually really stacked for it was really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it from the time that I was watching, but I enjoyed it. So I'm glad that he's still, you know, holding these titles in honor member of his brother and things like that. And, you know, I love it. I'm here for it. But it brings us to our main event. Swerve Strickland and Parker Darboux versus Keith Lee and Dustin Rose. This is a nice, cool main event. A great way to have, wow, he slammed the fuck out of Swerve. A great way to kind of give Dustin and Keith Lee a little bit of closure against Swerve and Parker, who's been, like, who basically took Keith Lee out. And now he came back to help Dustin Rose win. So there we go. And that was pretty much our main event. But in the middle of them running back, commentary, running back down what's supposed to happen this Sunday for a Revolution, Ricky Starks comes out and attacks the hell out of Chris Jericho, because, of course, you know, they are going to be having their match come Sunday. So basically, this is me versus Nikki. if you want to put in that terminology, this is really me versus Nikki, because I love Chris Jericho and Nikki loves Ricky Stark. I like Ricky Stark too.
I like Chris Jericho too. I just think it's getting more personal.
Yeah.
Than anything.
Yeah. So it kind of, you know, just kind of giving you into the mood of being ready for a Revolution. I hope you guys are ready for it. I know some of it is playing in theaters. So if you go to your theaters and watch it, that's cool. If you want to watch it at home with friends, that's great as well. But that pretty much brings us to the end of Rampage and SmackDown, I have to say. Yeah. But before we leave out of here, guys,
Well, yeah. We
do have, I want to say, a commercial for you guys.
Yes.
So where the hell is it? Let's start there, because I have it. Oh, there it is. I got it. Never mind. I found it, y'all.
Hey, peeps. TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Yeah, so that's how basically our show rundown. You guys have absolutely no idea how much better this is to play this, so that we don't have to run down these goddamn shows, because there's a lot of shows that we do, and sometimes we forget. You know what I'm saying? And with that, shout out to our CEO. You don't really see her that often unless you watch her on WT Live. No, that's not Kurt Franklin. If Kurt Franklin want to bring a little bit of revolution to the revolution for AEW, I personally would not mind it. Your hands make you want to stomp. But yeah, so that's our WWT commercial of like all the shows that we have here. It's going to replace a lot of us going back down and running down everything and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do have a date for Adam Cole's return. What WrestleMania Wednesday is March 29th. And they are going to be doing a premiere of the AEW All Access, which shall
win the 29th.
I think so. I don't know. I'm very unsure, but I do know that there will possibly be a show here for that. So definitely stay tuned. There will be an ROH show coming soon to WWT as well. So just kind of make sure you guys, you know, stick around and everything mm-hmm. like that. But we thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here on Women's Wrestling Talk. Definitely check out the website if you haven't already. Articles are going out each and every day. Make sure you guys are following our social media platforms at WWE Talk POD on all social media platforms. And that's that. Nikki, in regards to Nikki, you see the banner right there. In regards to Nikki, I say you can Google her, but you can follow her on Twitter because that's where she really get active at. And you can go to her Instagram and look at her reels that she does when she go to wrestling shows.
Period.
Me, research me, you'll find me. Click them keys in Google.
That's oh what's my God.
So the Google me is for me, allegedly. But yeah, you definitely can Google me, Drion Santana, D-R-I-U-N-E. And if you haven't already, definitely need to be following my Twitch because we're going to, like I said, we are going to be, well, not we, but me, I'll be doing, of course, once 2K23 does come out, I will be streaming on my own Twitch channel. Gameplays, different things like that and stuff like that. So you're not following that already, you just type in Heelistic on Twitch. That's where you'll find me and everything like that. I did a little gameplay yesterday when I was playing Game Beast and 2K22, but my mic was like fucking terrible. I was beating up somebody's grandma on there. It was a wild night. But nonetheless, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. I will not be here next week. I may come in a little bit later next week. Hopefully Stephanie will be back. And if not, then we'll just have to do like a really, really late show. Or we have to do something on Saturday. One of the two. But yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on your Friday. We appreciate it so much. And once again, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the freaking planet.
Ciao, y'all.
Oh, and what Nikki be saying?
Where's my fucking jacket?
Bye, y'all.
There you.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.